Well, I, like everyone else, have thousands of stories. Because that's what Pop was, a story. But I had a couple of things just to share. Because I'm... I know that the lessons continue long after the teacher's gone. And Pop, through our common interest and our love for one another, he taught me some valuable life lessons. In 1988, I became his son-in-law, but from that point on, he called me son, and I called him Pop. I think we became close immediately because we shared such common interests, and we enjoyed fixing things and fishing. Pop was a fisherman at heart. I remember one time when we were working on a project together, he said, "You pack a toolbox just like me." He said, "Every tool that you need, you know exactly its location on bottom." He was a fisherman, though, at heart. He would go to the lake, he'd wet a hook at every opportunity. But he fished for men every day. Pop taught me that the size of the catch was not nearly as important as the time spent in the endeavor. We've been fishing when I really was concerned about the fish population. After we had exercised our extraction. And then there was times that I felt like we walked away looking like environmentalists who had deemed every fish species endangered. One time we were fishing together with a young nephew of mine and his young grandson, and it hadn't been that successful of a trip. We were walking back to the truck, and he said, "Boy, that was fun." And Ryan said, "Wasn't that fun?" He said, "Ryan, you didn't have fun. I thought that was fantastic." And we walked a little longer, and Ryan was quiet. He said under his breath, "Well, it was fun, but it wasn't tastic." One of our last fishing trips together this last summer, Pop was telling me about the previous fishing trip that he and Mom had been doing some traveling, and he said, "I caught a fish about that far from the dock." He said, "It's about that big." When Pop was fishing for men, it didn't matter how far away from the dock they were. And it didn't matter how big or how small they were in stature. Pop knew his job was to cast the line. And God would take care of the harvest. Pop taught me, as we repaired things together, another interest that we had. He taught me that you had everything you needed right here. There was a show in the early 90s called MacGyver. And it was about the star of the show. He would just overcome incredible feats with everything just that he could find right there at hand. And in circles, we referred to Pop as, in the family circle, as McRollin. He could fix more things with a piece of wire, a bubble gum wrapper, a bottle cap off of a water bottle, a little dab of grease from the bottom of your block of your engine. I mean, by the time I had made a list of all the things I needed to fix the repair the whatever we were working on, Pop was washing his hands and wondering if anything else needed repaired. The thing is, Pop went about his life that same way. He didn't worry about the things that he didn't have. He didn't worry about what he couldn't afford. He didn't exclaim the great things that he could do for the kingdom if only he was a little more wealthy, had a little more money, had more influence, had more knowledge, or had a little more authority. Pop just went about the business of reaching out to those who were in need. He used all of his talents that God had blessed him with, and others' lives were made richer, and families were influenced. The Lord's will was made known, and God's authority reigned. Pop was so gentle and unassuming in working with struggles. In some of my most challenging times in my life, Pop would always start our conversations with, "I don't know what decision I'd make in your situation." But then he would just go to lead me to focus on Christ's example. And how to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Pop was so compassionate in working through some of life's struggles. I tend to group people in two classifications. There are thermometers and there are thermostats. There are people who just go around reporting the conditions, and then there are those that just go about the business of changing the climate. And Pop was a climate changer. He accepted people right where they were, but he didn't accept that they had to stay there. And I'll close with this. One of the things Pop would do instead of saying goodnight, at the end of a long day, we'd be sitting around and he'd be ready for bed and he'd say, "Well, if y'all are sitting up with me, I'm better." And he'd go to bed. Well, I just got to say, through life's trials and tribulations, through the joyous occasions and through the times of sorrow, through the times when I needed just his arm over my shoulder and through the times I really needed him to take the lead, Pop, I thank you for sitting up with me. But because you did, I'm better.